morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Tuesday, August 15th, 2017. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds 10 to 15 knots today. Those afternoon gusts are back, which should reach 20 knots in the afternoon. Wind waves from the north 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 4 feet at 9 seconds between wave crests. And patchy fog was in the forecast for early this morning. And today, I'm going to tell you a bit about my visit aboard the California Maritime Training Ship, the Golden Bear. I went there yesterday. She's docked at the port at Pier 1 at the Port of Astoria. We'll also hear from one of the students on board. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 4 inbounders. We have 4 in the Astoria Anchorage, 1 at the Rice Island Anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, just opposite Tongue Point there on the Washington side of the river, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the articulated tug and barge rig, the Dublin Sea. I saw her passing by the station this morning from our perch up on the hill. She's an articulated tug and barge rig arriving from Ferndale, headed for Vancouver with refined petroleum on board. I saw her passing by with a pilot boat, and watching the pilot transfer is always a very interesting thing, where the bar pilot gets off the ship and the river pilot gets on the vessel, and they head upriver. Next inbound is the Ocean Venture, arriving from offshore, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be arriving there around 9:30 a.m. The Patience Lake arrives from Japan, headed for the Vancouver Anchorage up at Vancouver, Washington. She'll be eventually going to the port of Portland, and she will pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. You might see her running lights in the Vancouver area by about 11:30 p.m. The Amstel Stork is arriving from China. She's headed for the Vancouver Anchorage. She's a bulk carrier with picking up soda ash at the port of Portland. And she will pass Astoria around 6:30 p.m., arriving upriver at the port of Portland probably around 12:30 a.m., so in the wee hours of Wednesday morning. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Elsa Oldendorf headed for Vancouver. She's going to the port of Portland also, but she's going to be anchoring in Vancouver. She'll be picking up potash there. She'll be leaving around noontime and arriving in Vancouver probably around 6 p.m. That leaves 3 vessels in the off the downtown waterfront in Astoria awaiting orders: the Clipper Isabella, the Midland Sky, and the Amadeus. Eventually, those ships will head upriver to ports to pick up cargo. You'll see them out in the anchorage. They're sitting very high in the water. You see that dull red bottom paint showing. That's the part that's usually underwater when she's loaded. When those ships come down river with cargo on board, all that red bottom paint will be underwater, and the ships are kind of hunkered down in the water when they come down river all full of cargo and ready to go out to sea. At the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Thai Spring headed for Kalama today to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving from Rice Island at about noontime and arriving in the port of Kalama at about 5 p.m. In outbounders, the Eagle Bay is leaving Portland from the shipyard at Swan Island, leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around noontime. The Vijayanagar, there's a great name, leaving Kalama. She's a bulk carrier with wheat on board, leaving around 11 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. The Atlantic Highway, she's got cars on board, Toyotas, leaving the port of Portland around 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And the Favorita is leaving Portland with potash on board from the port of Portland, leaving around 6:30 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday. Well, yesterday I got to do one of the funnest things that I get to do sometimes on the Ship Report, and that is go aboard a vessel. So the Golden Bear is docked at the port of Astoria. She's a big, big to me, beautiful-looking ship. She's a training vessel for the California Maritime Academy. So on board this ship are students, teachers, officers. They're all there to learn how to train to be in the maritime professions. And so I got to go on board. It's always a treat for me to go on board a ship. I've been on enough vessels and went on a long trip on a vessel a number of years ago. And so being on a ship feels in some strange way familiar to me. So when you go on board a ship like this, there are lots of stairs, lots of formica, lots of linoleum, lots of things that can be easily cleaned, lots of noise, ambient noise, engine noise. It just feels in an odd way, like home to me. So it was very fun to go on a ship. Perhaps I was a sailor in a previous life or something. But at any rate, when I went on board, they introduced me to four students from the California Maritime Academy. We're going to hear from one of them today, talking about why they chose this route for their education. We'll hear from Carl Giddings.
So my name's Carl Giddings. I was born down in Mexico. I lived in Southern California most of my life. I joined the military when I was about 20. I've been in the Coast Guard Reserves now for a couple of years, and then active before that. So I've gone on 7 years. I came in as reservist, and they just activated me right away, and then did a year in Guantanamo Bay, the waterside security for them, and then had to make a decision what I wanted to do, if I wanted to do active military for 20, if I wanted to do civilian side. So I decided to come here, and it made sense to me. You know, I was a small boat captain in the Coast Guard, and then coming here, it was just made sense. I traveled for a year, and then I decided to knuckle down, do 4 years of this. That was it. I like it. I love it. Being on the water, being gone. I mean, being gone is nice and it's refreshing, you know, even with a wife and a child at home. You know, you come back and you have those months, like, that's your time. Like, you're not doing anything else. That, like, you're devoted to them. And when you're gone, you know, you make sure that they're supported and they're happy.
So when you... what are your classes like? I mean, so are you training to become an officer on a ship?
Mm-hmm. We're training to be the deck side officers. So, you know, you have the operators and you have the engine. So it's like two entities that are both needed to make, you know, to make the ship run. You need them just as much as, you know, they need you. And so you're topside and they're below deck, and, you know, they're in the engine room, and, you know, the guts of the ship, making it go. I mean, we train in everything from radar to celestial navigation to using electronic charting to basic navigation to rules of the road. Yeah, I mean, you know, we have day work every week. We work on the ship 3 hours a week. And it's a long process, but it's insane how fast it goes.
So it's 4 years.
It's 4 years. You can get out. So I'll be finishing in 3.5. Some people finish in 3. They make it really difficult to finish in under. And anything below like that, because you have a strict regimen of your classes. They have it like set in stone, so you have to take these classes then. And then if you try and tweak the schedule to work in your favor, it's on you at that point. So you got it's on you to make it work. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it. You know, even like he was saying, like, even if you don't use this degree at the end, it still proves to you and to others that, you know, you can buckle down and do the work. Because to get our license, it's months and months of studying for a 7-series test and 7 tests within a week, and you gotta pass them. So that was a lot of work.
And that was Carl Giddings. He's a student on board the California Maritime Training Ship, the Golden Bear, which is docked in Astoria. I interviewed a total of 4 students. We'll hear from them in the coming days on the ship report. 2 men, 2 women, all from different backgrounds. Very interesting stories about why they're here and on that ship and what they're doing. So more in future ship reports later this week and on into next week about this. It was just a wonderful experience, of course, and I'm very grateful to the folks at California Maritime Academy for allowing me to be on their ship. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening.